SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ahead of another round of peace talks with Iran, President Trump predicts a great deal to end the war.
The president believes Iran has no choice but to reach an agreement with the United States. He tells CNBC that he doesn't want to extend the ceasefire, which expires Wednesday, and he expects a great deal. At the same time, the president continues to threaten more fighting and more bombs if negotiators fail to end the war, saying the military is ready to go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Consumer spending surged last month, but the Commerce Department says most of the additional spending went to pay for gasoline. A spike in gas prices resulted in a hefty 1.7% gain last month compared to the month before. A redistricting scheme allowing Democrats to grab four more congressional districts being decided today by voters in Virginia.
National Democrats plowed tens of millions into turning out the yes vote, which gives Democrats 10 districts and would help them take the U.S. House in the fall. To leave just one Republican seat, five districts with long tentacles stretch out from Northern Virginia so that Democrats outnumber Republicans in each one. In contrast, the no vote keeps the current map of six Democrats and five Republicans. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
The Southern Poverty Law Center claims it's the subject of a Justice Department criminal investigation and faces possible charges over its use of paid informants to infiltrate what it considers to be extremist groups. FBI Director Kash Patel has described the SPLC as a partisan smear machine, one that he says defames mainstream Americans. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 204 points. The Nasdaq ahead 91 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on President Trump and faith.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in more than 20 states seeking to promote his ideology, establish official days of remembrance, or affix his name to roads and public places. This is SRN News. Republican candidates are making artificial intelligence a campaign issue in some key races.
Doug Fiafia once worked at Google. Now he's a Utah state representative running to be a state senator. And like some other tech employees who've gone into politics, he's made regulating the artificial intelligence industry a campaign centerpiece. That puts him on a collision course with President Donald Trump's administration. Earlier this year, it helped block the lawmaker's state proposal requiring companies to include child safety protocols. The White House wants a single national AI standard. But with no progress on that front in Congress, state lawmakers are struggling to address concerns about the game-changing technology. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Justice Department has filed a complaint against Washington, D.C. and its water authority for a massive sewage leak into the Potomac River. The leak spilled 244 million gallons of raw sewage into the river. More details, SRNNews.com.